In order to fully explain the current legal status of Taiwan and the Republic of China on Taiwan, we need to do a brief overview of Taiwan history. Let's go back to the era of over 425 years ago. Before the early 1600s, Taiwan was inhabited by native islanders. For the Qing Dynasty, we will use a blue crosshatch pattern. Although many Chinese officials like to proclaim that Taiwan has belonged to China since ancient times, it was only in 1683 that Taiwan was incorporated into Chinese territory. According to the terms of the 1895 treaty, Taiwan was ceded to Japan and became part of Japan's national territory. In the early years of the Republic of China, and indeed into the mid-20th century, Taiwan belonged to Japan. The dates are necessary for reference as well. In relation to China, we often hear the statement that the two sides split amid civil war in the late 1940s. However, this statement represents a serious misunderstanding of the historical and legal facts. Specifically, after the atomic bombings of Japan in August 1945 and the Japanese Emperor's decision to admit defeat, the Supreme Commander, General Douglas MacArthur, directed the Republic of China military forces of Chiang Kai-shek to go to Taiwan and accept the surrender of Japanese troops there. In other words, although the Republic of China had arrived on the scene in Taiwan in late October 1945, it was not exercising sovereignty. Even up to the current day, the ROC does not hold the territorial sovereignty of Taiwan. Hence, the United States is the conqueror and will be in the leading position, often called the principal position, in conducting the military occupation. We may refer to the United States as the principal occupying power. In Taiwan, the ROC is fulfilling the role of proxy occupying forces. After Mao Zedong proclaimed the founding of the People's Republic of China, PRC, in Beijing on October 1, 1949, the government officials of the original Republic of China, ROC, government, realized that their days in mainland China were numbered. Effective December 10, 1949, the central government of the ROC was relocated to occupied Taiwan outside of China's national territory. As a result, under international law, by moving to occupied Taiwan in late 1949, the ROC immediately became a government in exile. The ROC has retained that status up to the present day. The nomenclature of Chinese Taipei simply means Chinese government in exile in Taipei. Hence, the legal status of Taiwan is undetermined because the legal ownership of the territory has not yet been established. In other words, Taiwan is not the Republic of China. Importantly, however, United States military government jurisdiction over Taiwan is active. As a result, neither the ROC nor the PRC have sovereignty over Taiwan in the current era. In simple terms, Taiwan is not a part of China. There is only one China in the world today, and that is the PRC. However, its national territory does not include Taiwan. The One China policy must be understood within this framework.